Welcome back here with the news at 1 on RTE Radio 1. Dublin City hotels say they're facing a disastrous summer with only 13% of rooms booked. The city has not benefited from the strong demand for staycations around the country. Paul Gallagher is the general manager of Boswell's Hotel in Dublin City Centre. He's also a member of the Irish Hotels Federation. He joins me now on the line. Paul Gallagher, good afternoon to you. 13%, that's not good.
No, it's a particularly challenged, Gavin, in the city centre. Some peripheral hotels in Dublin are enjoying better results than that. But Dublin, of all of the areas, and I think Limerick, as city destinations, are finding it much more difficult to attract any volume of visitors to their hotels.
Who is staying in Dublin this summer?
Well, some hotels will have HSE contracts. They will have some contracts for corporates. And there will be some leisure visitors and some domestic leisure at that, but nothing like what we would be used to. 85% of all of Dublin's visitors are overseas, generally. And we know that Dublin Airport's throughput of traffic is down over 90%, so international travel really isn't a feature, and therefore that presents a big problem for Dublin City Centre hotels.
Are you expecting this to be like this for the rest of the summer? Are you writing off this summer for Dublin?
No, we're not. I mean, we were very hopeful that the British market would be coming to Dublin and to Ireland in January. There were 3.6 million British visitors in 2019. But the government have decided that they need to, even vaccinated guests, would have to quarantine for 5 days and produce a clear PCR test. We are really unhappy with that. Whilst, you know, we have our CMO saying this morning that Irish people who are fully vaccinated should try to resume normal life, and yet we're not allowing British visitors who are fully vaccinated to travel freely to Ireland. So, you know, that is a problem. Whilst the British, of course, are not making Irish people travelling who are fully vaccinated to the UK to isolate for 5 days. So we're at odds, really. And Dublin's become one of the most disconnected countries in Europe right through this pandemic, with our airlines collapsing, seat capacity falling, and Ireland, you know, finding lots of reasons not to be able to attract visitors.
When people are contacting you, or indeed other hotels in Dublin, are they clear about the travel rules?
Yeah, they are pretty well informed of the travel rules. Obviously, we will try to assist them in making sure that it's as easy as possible for them to visit here. But there isn't that much international demand. The Irish market, I mean, there's terrific value in Dublin, and we wish they would come. You know, our country hotels are enjoying some fairly respectable occupancies, but Dublin hotels still feel quite challenged.
You say terrific value. How much can you expect to pay for a night in a Dublin hotel at the moment?
Well, if you look at hotel sites directly, you'll find the best value, but you will get hotel rooms for €100 and more in Dublin, and there'll be some great offers with dinner, bed, breakfasts as well. So when I say there's terrific value, I absolutely mean that, and my own hotel, I would include in that.
Tell me about your own hotel at the moment. How are you managing to hold on to staff?
We have about half our staff back, and we are trying to keep them all very productive, and they are, and we're doing lots of training. The other half aren't back because we simply haven't got the demand. So it's really important that we do have some staff back, as we wouldn't like to lose them overall, because some of these staff have been off work since March of last year. So it's really critical that we engage as many as possible. And we're communicating all our staff all the time. But I want to be running a busy hotel, not using any government supports, and with all my staff fully engaged and happy.
Understandably, you're impatient for life to return to normal for you as quickly as possible. Realistically, how soon do you expect to be able to run your hotel in the same way that you ran it before the pandemic?
That depends on lots of things, but one of the most important one is the digital cert for COVID travel. We are opening to international travel on the 19th of July. 12 of the 27 EU countries already have implemented and are using that technology to allow visitors internationally, but in Europe. We need to be up and running by the 19th of July with no delays. And furthermore, I would say that not only the EU 27, but we should make sure that this is also available to North America and to British visitors. It's absolutely crucial that they can come here seamlessly, that there are no barriers and no concerns for them in why they should choose Ireland. It's a beautiful country, we all know that, and it's great value, and we really would like to have them all back here.
In your own case, the dull summer recess is not too far away. Presumably that's going to result in a fall of business for you.
Yeah, it does. We will miss them until they come back in September. They've been terrific. We have managed to have TDs, senators and ministers stay with us right through this pandemic, and only for them we would be in a worse place. I'm very grateful. But normally we would be happy that they go home for the summer, because we would be able to displace that quite easily. with some international travel. So that's what we're really hoping for. All we want really is, if Ireland is open, we'll all get on and do our jobs and get all our staff back and provide a great service and a great time for people who visit here.
Paul Gallagher, from General Manager from Buswell's Hotel in Dublin City Centre, thank you very much for speaking to us.